Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about your brain today and some new research about herbs that are good for your brain. Check that out. Also, we're going to talk about some summertime toxins we didn't get to last time. We'll see how much we have time left over for some other topics, and we do have our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm praying for this nation, just flat out. Seek Lord's face and mind time, because it does grow short. Anyway, we do have our devotional here today, and we're going to be talking about what's coming out of the Lord's mouth here from his word. And I'm trying to flip to my page here. And here we are. All right, so here we go. We're going to be rejoice in thankfulness. It's in Philippians 4 and Psalms 95 and Psalms 9. And it says, as you walk with me through this day, practicing, trusting, and thanking me all along the way, trust is the channel through which my peace flows to you. Thankfulness lifts you up above your circumstances. I do my greatest work through people with grateful, trusting hearts rather than planning and evaluating and practicing trusting and thanking me continually. This is a paradigm shift that will revolutionize your life. Remember, I am also your song. I want you to share my joy, living in conscious awareness of my presence. Rejoice as we journey together towards heaven and join me in singing my song. Absolutely. We're supposed to approach the Lord with thankfulness and praise and lift up praise and song. So I hope you're doing that because seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. First up in the quack report, we got the veggie burger back. You know, the kind that they were, you know, experimenting on, non-beef stuff. It's called the Impossible Burger. It's a veggie burger now that bleeds just like real hamburger. Isn't that great? Oh, yeah. Redwood City Impossible Foods is making this culinary curiosity rollout. These high-tech food groups are mimicking meat, but it's not a meat source. Impossible Foods is betting that this burger will catch on and propel their profits. So CEO Pat Brown, who is a biochemistry professor at Stanford, said he founded Impossible Foods in 2011 because of his concerns of the over-environmental impact of meat production. So he says, if I can't convince humans to eat less meat, he said to himself, why not create plant-based versions that tasted just like meat? Well, there you go. I think he's doing it for the money. All right, moving along in the quack report. New Alzheimer's test can predict age when disease will appear. All right, scientists have developed, they say, a new genetic test for Alzheimer's risk and can predict the age at which you will develop this disease. So a high score on the test, which is based on 31 genetic markers, they translate that into a diagnosis of how many years you've got until you come down with the disease. So Alzheimer's during the course of the study, they said everybody's going to get it. Is what they're thinking. Well, we're going to talk about brain power foods, though. Have a solution for that. Last but not least in the quack report, here's a brewery in California. Where is this brewery? Southern California. Stone Brewing in Southern California. Ninth largest brewery in Southern California. They're introducing a beer that they make out of sewage-treated water. Yep, they unveiled 5 barrels of their concoction called Full Cycle Pale Ale last Thursday. It's a craft beer, 100% recycled water from San Diego's Pure Water water plant. So they launch on the beer, Pure Water, San Diego is helping them out. And so they're using sewage water that's been supposedly cleaned up to make the beer with. I don't know. You know, Coors is looking pretty good if they're using mountain water at this time. Mm-hmm. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. I don't know. If someone put a beer in front of you and said, you know, this is like sewage-treated water, we made this beer, would you drink that? Talk about, you know, full cycle. My goodness. I don't think I would. No. All right, we're going to talk about herbs for your brain. More people are concerned not just over healthcare insurance, but the kind of healthcare they're getting. So more people in general, I hear, are questioning their doctors about the treatments they recommend, or they're checking them out first. And, you know, I often hear that more people are, you know, I'm staying away from my doctor, they say, because one, I can't afford to go, and two, I don't want just symptom management. So our aging population is also concerned not only about staying active and mobile, but also they worry about their cognitive function. So if modern medicine is struggling to treat common health issues, well, then that leaves only one place to turn. Natural therapies. That's right. So combine your natural therapies with better diets and good quality supplements, and you can accomplish a whole lot of wellness. So we're going to take a look at some of the new research that's come out on how powerful that you can be and protect your brain with just some straight up foods and herbs. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to spice it up a little bit because in 2015, the Dior Institute of Research and Education and the Federal University at Rio de Janeiro found that herbs have a significantly positive impact on the human brain. For instance, the Brazilian researchers found that some herbs improve neuron formation and strengthens the connections between brain cells. So the herbs often offer, they say, potent chemicals called flavonoids, and they help with cognitive function, they say, such as memory, learning, and also to prevent cognitive diseases. So the herbs that they were working with were parsley, thyme, chamomile, and red pepper. Well, on one particular flavonoid, called pinogen. It strengthens brain neurons. And when the scientists applied a pinogen to human stem cells, they became brain neurons in just 25 days. They compared the treated neurons with non-treated ones, and they found that the neurons that received the flavonoid had a more sophisticated and stronger construction. So medical science is reporting that stronger neuron connections in the brain provide better memory and better general cognitive function overall. So the research was published in the December 2015 issue of the Advances in Regenerative Biology. There you go. All right, so here's a quote from one of the researchers, Stephen Rehen, of the Institute of Research and Education. He says, "We show a new path for new studies with this substance. Moreover, flavonoids are present in high amounts in some foods, and we can ascertain that a diet rich in flavonoids influence the formation of neurons and the way they communicate within the brain." Well, let's look at some other benefits they found. The researchers also learned that the flavonoids in herbs help a young brain to develop and mature properly. The herbal nutrition helped with estrogen receptors, which affect the brain's development. So it offers more plasticity to the nervous system, and it can delay or even prevent the onset of neurological neurodegenerative disorders like dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, and depression. Well, let's look at some other research. This is additional research that was done in 2013 at St. Louis University, and they found that herbs can reverse cognitive impairment. So the researchers discovered that herbs have antioxidants and also benefit cognitive functions. So herbs like rosemary and spearmint, they said, for instance, can help us overcome cognitive impairment and even help us avoid dementia. So according to Dr. Susan Farr, she says the rosemary was by far the most powerful for improving memory and learning capabilities. So their research was published in the November 2013 Journal of Neuroscience, and according to Dr. Farr, she says, this is St. Louis University School of Medicine, she says, "We found that the compounds in herbs can reduce deficits caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. So our research suggests that these herbal extracts may have benefit on altering the course of age-related cognitive decline." End of quote. Well, I already knew the herbs were great. God's herbs are great, okay? But, hey, sometimes people need some science to tell them. Foods that affect the brain. Let's go over some of that. Because our brain cells need twice the amount of energy our other cells require. And neuroendocrinologist Richard Wortman at MIT reported that his research showed the foods we eat manipulate brain activity. So foods will influence your neurotransmitters, which chemically pass information from cell to cell. So your neurotransmitters in your brain are manufactured by nerve cells using nutrition from foods you eat. For instance, he says if you drink milk that contains tryptophan, it's an amino acid from a protein, the body will make it into serotonin, which is a calming effect on your brain. And when you drink coffee, the body uses the triacine, which is an amino acid, to make the dopamine and norepinephrine, which make the brain more alert and energetic. Well, let's get an alert brain going on, other than using caffeine, because the word triacine is from the Greek word tri, which means cheese, and it was first discovered in 1846 by a German chemist called Justus von Littberg. He identified the protein casein in cheese, and foods that contain this triacine make your brain more alert. So you'll find it in fish and chicken and pork, whole grains, oats, in your milk, cheese, yogurt, avocados, bananas, legumes, beans, nuts like almonds, and also sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. So research is actually looking at the triacine to help fight diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and schizophrenia and other forms of dementia, and also to address things like depression and symptoms that are associated with stress. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate adrenal glands, and your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if we don't maintain that energy source, we can have mental stress and exhaustion. So many look at the fast fix of caffeine when they experience mental sluggishness, but the assistance you get from caffeine is limited and short-lived and has a dramatic drop of energy a short time later. So why don't we look at some time-release foods for the brain then? Because instead of that caffeine, there are foods that will supply the necessary energy the brain requires, and without that letdown from caffeine or the caffeine in soda. So fruit contains what are called long-chain sugar molecules. Your body breaks them down gradually, offering this time release of energy to your brain. So fruit with whole grain cereal for breakfast will offer an excellent source of long-term brain energy. Now for lunch, you could have salads with some fruit. You can even add a boiled egg to your salad for that extra protein. And research is showing that egg yolks contain choline. It's a proven brain power booster. So it speeds up the signals that are sent to the nerve signals in your brain. So beverages at lunch, you could have some green tea. That relaxes the brain, reduces stress on the brain, but increases mental alertness at the same time. Grapefruit juice has the same effect on the brain as other fruits and vegetables. So if you like the grapefruit juice, you can put that in the mix. Let's look at some more time-release brain food. There's a list of foods that supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. On this list are your fruits and nuts. But according to Dr. James Penland of the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruits and nuts contain boron, a mineral, which stimulates electrical activity in your brain. If you are low on these trace minerals, your brain will operate on a lower capacity. It won't produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert, and you'll feel a bit drowsy. Apparently, the brain, our brains are, you know, super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion. So remove 3 milligrams of a trace mineral, for instance, will do it, he said. So you're going to find boron in nuts and seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, and, of course, your sun-dried Celtic sea salt. So if you eat like 4 ounces of your peanuts, you're going to get 3 milligrams of boron. All right. So what about some of the foods that will put your brain to sleep? The snooze foods. High energy protein foods stimulate the brain, but some foods like carbohydrates subdue the brain function, make it mentally sluggish. So fast food is really high in carbohydrates, and it makes you feel sleepy afterwards. But protein foods can counteract that coma-induced sluggishness from the carbs. So the sleepy reaction you get from the high carbohydrates is normal, but there are some individuals that have an opposite reaction. People that are experiencing postmenopausal syndrome, PMS, a seasonal affective disorder, or even nicotine withdrawal. And those with the seasonal affective, you know, with the sunlight change in the winter months, they can eat carbohydrates, and it stimulates their brain, has an opposite effect. So sugar is another snooze food for your brain. It is best to avoid the sugary carbohydrates for breakfast if you want to be alert. So high-fat foods are also going to make your brain a little bit sluggish. So the best bet for protein foods would be lean meats like turkey and seafood. And if you have like 10% protein in your meal, it helps reduce that sluggish feeling. So try to balance out those meals, especially at breakfast when you start your day. So what about things that may provoke you to have poor memory? Well, the brain depends on nutrition to recall information and to solve problems. And some of the necessary nutrition is thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. So it's important not to confuse organic sources of this nutrition with synthetic supplements. Thiamine is real important to the nerves of the brain, and you're going to find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and meat. Riboflavin is your memory nutrient. You'll find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, chicken, and avocados. Now, you also need beta-carotene for cognitive thinking, and you find that in your deep green leafy vegetables and your yellow and orange fruits and vegetables. So your brain waves need iron to function, and you're going to find that also in green leafy vegetables, meats, soybeans, tofu, oatmeal, lentils, and chicken. Try to eat organic. You get more of the nutrients that way. So let's talk about a body connection real quick, because in 2007, Rutgers University did some research on the thyroid hormones, which help regulate sleep and neurotransmitters. Dr. Joseph Martin, a biologist, discovered when he had his thyroid removed for cancer just how important this gland was, because he struggled to regulate with drugs his sleep and weight gain. So the thyroid manufactures hormones which affect brain and nervous system. So the thyroid hormones act as receptors on brain cells and act like neurotransmitters. So this affects cellular activity and regeneration. So modern medicine just thought thyroid was just there to regulate your temperature and your weight, but it's more important than that. Research has led to this understanding that during sleep, the thyroid hormones help regulate the circadian rhythm of your brain during sleep, and also to regulate your breathing during sleep. So those people out there that, you know, have sleep apnea, most likely the research is suggesting your thyroid needs a little adjusting. So according to Dr. Joseph Martin, he says we're really just beginning to learn the true extent of how thyroid hormones impact our overall health. Yep. So let's talk about these herbs that are brain food herbs. Don't underestimate the power of herbs in assisting your brain. Apothecary Herbs has many organic formulas to help you out. They have their brain concentrate formula. It does have the rosemary herb in it. And their calcium formula has the natural boron and magnesium along with the calcium-rich herbs. Their black walnut is natural iodine to feed the thyroid gland. And if you have that sleep apnea issue, they do have a sleep apnea combination of products there. So you also find the Celtic sea salt there as well. So you might want to give them a call and get a free product catalog from them, or pick up the phone and you can place your order by phone. And the number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663. Now, they specialize in organic formulas that are naturally aged concentrates, and they contain certified organic ingredients, okay? Also, the alcohol in their extracts is also organic and gluten-free. So if you're international, you want to call 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them on the web, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands. Now, don't forget, March is the National Nutrition Month. That's right. March is running out fast. I mean, you know, next week, that's it. So don't delay. Save 10% on their Body Foundation food mix during the month of March, while supplies last. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We got our new catalogs in. I'm excited. The new edition, it arrived, and it looks good. We had a backlog of catalog requests. We had the list, let me tell you, like 80 catalogs in just a few weeks. We ran out of catalogs, but and so we got the new ones in, and so you'll be getting, if you were on the list, if you recently requested a catalog, it's going out. Some of them went out today, tomorrow the other half. So if you've been waiting for the catalog, it is on Z-Way, and you'll be amazed how powerful you will be. Just look it over. If you have questions, you can jump on the website, send an email, or you just pick up the phone and give them a call. At Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You really do. They specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, but they do have some other things. They got herbs for pets. They have those great organic natural flea and tick collars. Everybody loves those. Those things fly out of here. We're always ordering them things. Great stuff. So the natural is better is our motto over here. I know we're going to come up to a break in a minute, but we're going to just prime the pump with the next topic, which is your summertime toxins. You're going to be, you know, peeling off the clothes here with warmer weather in no time at all. And you're exposing yourself to a lot of things. And so we want you to be protective and be prepared. Because the summertime means, you know, wearing lighter things, maybe shedding a few extra pounds because, you know, the holidays can add to that. And so, you know, we want to make the most of summer. We do, spring and summer. The warmer weather, we're going to become more vulnerable to pests and poisonous plants, you know, poison ivy, oak, and sumac, sunburn. And, you know, our pets also are challenged, too. You know, they can pick up a lot of these, you know, parasites and ticks and fleas. And we're going to make them sure that they're fine, too. We're gonna have some solutions for the furry members of our family. This is true. And also, I did a show, I think, on suntan lotion a while back. Didn't I do one, Frank, like last year? And I got the calls. I want to tell you. I said something about the type of suntan lotion to get that's better for your skin, doesn't put you at risk of cancer. Because even your suntan lotions, they think now can promote, you know, put you at risk of cancer. So we're going to cover that. We're going to highlight that. We're not going to forget to mention it again because I know you guys out there probably want to write that down, right? Write that down. So that you can order some really super-duper suntan lotion this year that doesn't put you at risk of cancer. It's always a good thing. Always a good thing. So sunscreen is going to be on the list for everybody, and also getting some vitamin D that way. Taking a break. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Hey, a little bit of the oldies there, Frank. Thank you. We're talking about summertime toxins and how we can protect ourselves. Now, sunscreen, big seller for skin protection, as you know. And sunshine provides us that natural vitamin D to the skin, but it can also expose us to light waves that are not so healthy for skin. So we tend to slather on that sunscreen to protect the body. And, you know, our largest organ is the skin. However, research is pointing to the chemicals in the sunscreen product showing up in our urine and even influencing our estrogen hormones, increasing our risk to cancer. That a report was in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology in 2004. So according to Dr. Joseph McCullough and the Echo Wellness Conference, if we're going to use sunscreen protection, we need to avoid expired products and avoid the spray-on sunscreen. Now, that's real popular. I see all the young kids, the millennials, using that stuff, you know. It's convenient. It sprays on. It's, you know, just rub it around. It's good. And it's not a lotion, it's not greasy, and that kind of thing. So, but they're telling us stay away from the spray-on sunscreen because they say it's loaded with more toxic chemicals. So products with aloe vera in them and other herb sunscreens can offer protection if you apply them often and they have no toxicity, no other nasty ingredients. Now, if you suffer a skin injury like sunburn, then the gels with the lidocaine help reduce the burn pain and make you feel a little bit more comfortable. So herbs for pain and to rebuild the skin tend to speed the regeneration of the skin while it reduces the inflammation. So those lidocaine items are very handy. So, but I like to use, you know, soaps that are going to protect your skin and lock in moisture to clean with. So a lot of the over-the-counter soaps that you see at the grocery store very much strip, very harsh. They strip your natural floras on your skin, which is really your first layer of immune system defense. So what I like to use, though, to reduce inflammation if you get any is willow bark and meadow sweet herbs. I like to use the plant calcium herbs to rebuild the skin if you get a sunburn injury. So you can look for the calcium formula. And you can look for the pain relief at the powerherbs.com website. So for this soap, though, for the cleaning, I like to use the honey oatmeal stuff because honey won't strip away the friendly flora, the bacteria, and it also the oatmeal locks in moisture. So that's a little gentler on the skin. So look for the honey oatmeal soap as well. But getting back to the sunscreen. I don't want to forget to mention it. According to the experts at this Echo conference, the better sunscreen to use that won't put you at risk of cancer like others is the micronized zinc oxide sunscreens. Okay, it's micronized zinc oxide. So look for that in your sunscreens out there. They can be a bit pricey. They can, you know, be anywhere from $20 and up for a bottle of sunscreen, but it does the job. All right, let's talk about bug repellents. There are some organic bug repellents out there that people like to include. Some of them are eucalyptus, cedarwood, citronella, pennyroyal, rue. Some of these, they burn some of these around to keep the bugs away. Pets can also benefit from these types of herbs to keep ticks and fleas and other parasites off of them. So these herbs are excellent repellents, and they won't poison your pet or irritate their skin. And it's not something you have to inject into them or put on their fur. We use those herbs in these natural flea and tick collars. It's kind of one size fits all. So if you got a small dog, you just trim away what you don't need. And they last 3 months and they won't poison your pet because they have those natural herbal ingredients. So you can check them out under the pets tab at thepowerherbs.com or in the section in the catalog that has herbs for pets. All right, let's look at some sundry items, you know, because hot weather means, you know, we tend to sweat more. Huh. So sweating is the body's natural way of removing toxins while we cool the body. So when we use these antiperspirants, we can store more toxins in the body and inflame the glands. So instead, you might want to use some natural crystal salts for a natural deodorant protecting underarm glands from these toxic chemicals in the over-the-counter products. So you might want to check out a product called Crystal Lux. It's a push-up stick, and they have it in spray if you want to do a spray. The kids like the spray. It's easier for them. But they have the push-up sticks, and the sticks last years. The small one, the 2 ounce, lasts a year, and the 4 ounce lasts 2 years. You will save a ton of money on deodorants. So these offer essentially a cleansing of the underarm area without being toxic to the glands or the skin. Now, research from Brigham and Women's Hospital in the United States, along with the U.S. National Institutes of Health and Medical Research Program, they revealed that talc that is in a lot of these sundry items increases your risk of cancer. It was published in 2015 in the Journal of Epidemiological Research. Johnson & Johnson lost their case, their lawsuit, paying $72 million with regard to a customer who died from ovarian cancer after using their product with talc in it for a long time. So manufacturers that are using talc, they need to remove the ingredient from their product, or they're going to probably have to put a warning on the label informing customers that due to studies from the scientist publication and the Journal of Epidemiological Research, talc can increase the risk of some types of cancer by 30 to 40%. Now, some studies on talc showed that it creates a cytotoxicity, which means toxins go into the cells, and it's similar to venom. Just think of a snake venom, okay? So this is not good. It causes an apoptosis, cell destruction. It fragments the cell. It also fragments the DNA of the cell. So in 2010, the WHO International Agency for Research on Cancer stated that the use of talc-based body powders is carcinogenic to humans. So why is talc toxic? You know, as a kid, you know, we used to put them on our feet when we put our sandals on so we wouldn't get those blisters, right? Well, according to the American Cancer Society, most talc contains asbestos. Oh, boy. Right? Don't you remember back in the 70s? It was the 70s, where they were like, you know, tearing out all these panels in dormitories and college campuses because they had asbestos in them? Remember that? Because it was carcinogenic. So they removed all the asbestos from the home building products in the 70s, but it seems they let it remain in body powder products. What's up with that, right? I don't know. Well, if you're looking for the Crystal Lux products, they are on the powerherbs.com under health and beauty section, and it's also in their catalog. So I discovered Crystal Lux, I want to say, about 25 years ago. It's made by a company out in Arizona, and it's one of the better salt crystals for underarm protection that I have found. And if you use the sprays, those are convenient, especially if you're going to the gym and stuff. But if you use the push-ups, we send you a little slip on how to keep the crystal fresh and keep the bacteria off of it. You just have to rinse it every once in a while with a little hydrogen peroxide. And just don't drop it, because if you drop it, they will shatter. But they do last a long time, and you'll be amazed. And you won't have what a lot of customers tell me is they get those irritations in the armpit area using the over-the-counter sundry items. They'll get rashes and pimples and all kinds of things. And what you have is clogged ducts in the glands that can't release sweat, and it causes that inflammation and problem. And so you don't have that when you use the Crystal Lux products, okay, because you are allowing those glands to function normally. So that's what I like about it. All right, let's talk about some of the poisonous plants you may come in contact with, too, over the summer, what you can do about that. According to the American Skin Association, 85% of Americans tend to be allergic to poison ivy, poison sumac, and poison oak. About 15% of the population are extremely allergic, so that means they can just look at it and get it, you know. So this summer, you know, the experts expect about 50 million Americans to get affected by poisonous plants. And over the years, people have called, and it's like these people are having super reactions, a lot of inflammation, a lot of swelling, and it's hard for their doctors to get rid of it. They're putting these people on all these steroids and everything else. So there seems to be some hyper reactions out there lately to these poisons. So the poison ivy, oak, and sumac, these are plants that grow pretty much anywhere in the United States, from Alaska to Hawaii, from Nevada to Vermont. And it's so prevalent. It's such a prevalent species of plants. We should expect to be seeing it growing nearby. So you want to keep in mind, not all people will have the same reaction. But most of these poisonous plants will have three leaves, and we've been instructed to look for that, right? So their appearance can differ, though, from three leaves to five, or even seven or nine leaves, depending on where it's growing. So not all of it's going to grow like you've seen the picture in the book, you know? So just be aware of that. There's some differences, and there could be the leaf difference. Now, not all of these poisonous plants grow like vines, and some will grow more like a little shrub. So what makes the plants avoidable are the oils on them. It's called urucil oil. It's an oil that reacts to your skin. It's kind of sticky, but it's colorless and odorless, but it spreads pretty easily. So, I mean, you can touch it and then touch another spot and transfer really easily. So if you do come in contact with these plants, you probably know you have like a 15-minute window to wash. I mean, that means to strip down off everything, because you may think that, you know, it's only on your ankles. That means just your shoes and socks. But you may have it somewhere else on your clothes, and you can transfer it very easily. You may not realize it. So you need to get rid of all the clothes, throw even your shoes through a wash. Hopefully they're sneakers and they can do that. But everything has to go. And then you have to wash down within 15 minutes, if you want to avoid the acute dermatitis that will follow, because it usually takes that time for the oils to get into the skin and start doing their thing, 15 minutes. We also have to be careful that, you know, pets that come out inside from the outdoors haven't come in contact with these plants, and then they transfer it onto you, onto the sofa or whatever, and then you pick it up and you get acute dermatitis. You had no idea. You weren't outside today. But how did I get poison ivy? The dog, right, or the cat. So most people will use topical protocols to cool. They'll use cool showers. They'll bathe, use the oatmeal soaps, baking soda. They'll apply that chamomile lotion. They'll use cortisone creams and medications for relief from the blisters and the itching. But there is another option, because especially in these acute cases, that stuff's not really going to be very helpful other than washing off in time. So if you do get the reaction, we tend to use what the Native American Indians did. They took these herbs and they made this powder of herbs, a combination of herbs. And what the powder does is it draws out the oils from the plant off your skin and neutralizes it. So if you're looking for a really savvy solution to the poison oak, ivy, and sumac, you'll want to check out the skin poultice product at thepowerherbs.com. It's also in the catalog. So skin poultice, very savvy stuff. We also like to use the poultice for venomous bites. So if your kids are out there this summer and they get bit by a sweat bee or a mystery bug bite, it's very helpful. Just put it on, let it sit on there for about 20 minutes, and then take it off. And what it does is it draws all that bee venom right back out, and it's almost like they weren't bit at all. So harmless. Just put it on 20 minutes, make them sit and give them a popsicle. My kids in the summer, if they were swimming, you know, around the water area, you'd get a lot of those sweat bees, especially if there was clover, you know. And sure enough, one of them come running up saying, "I got stung." So you put that on and, you know, give them something, you know, to drink or sit there. And 20 minutes, it's good. We also use the skin poultice for spider bites and snake bites. Yep, poisonous bites. Anything with venom. We've reversed brown recluse spider bites and copperhead bites, even vaccines with the skin poultice. So pretty amazing stuff. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. So we've kind of covered that. If you're looking for things that help the skin out, the calcium formula is very good for the collagen on the skin. So the sunburn, the pain, and anti-inflammatory if you have that issue from sunburn. Of course, you know, use your honey oatmeal soap and use your skin poultice and your Crystalux, and make sure you get a micronized zinc oxide sunscreen. And you know, the flea and tick collars that are all natural for your pets, they have the shampoo too, especially if Fido goes and rubs up against a fence that had poison ivy on it. You definitely want to bathe that guy too. So thepowerherbs.com has natural solutions for everyday problems. So you can check it out there. All right. Man, we have only a few minutes, Frank. Frank, can't you roll back the clock a little bit? I got lots to say. He's like, no. All right. We're going to be talking about blood pressure because, you know, it's a topic. People. Yeah, I know you don't want to drink the beer made out of sewage either, Frank. I don't. I'm with you on that one. That is just crazy. And that was the Quack Report. If you tuned in late, we were talking about a company making beer from sewage water that's been cleaned up. Ugh. Anyway, that's in California. Let them have that over there. All right, we're going to talk about blood pressure because it's a popular topic. Everybody, you know, worried about it. Most of Americans seem to have issues later on in life with blood pressure. So we're going to talk about some drug reactions with blood pressure medicines that you should be aware of because, you know, drug interactions are one of the leading causes of death. We don't really think twice about what doctors recommend us take these days. I think more people are starting to question it, though. According to Dr. David Sack, CEO of Elements of Behavioral Health, he says the average patient leaves the doctor's office with a minimum of 2 prescriptions per office visit. He says most patients don't bother to check the drug out for the side effects, the interactions, and if the medication is going to benefit them at all. Dr. Sack says you should. And he says not to depend on your pharmacy and your pharmacist to catch serious drug interactions because it really is up to the individual to minimize their risk of deadly drug use. Well, that's true. So according to chemist Shane Ellison of the People's Pharmacy, he says mixing any drugs is playing Russian roulette. Ellison reports that in the United States, there's inadequate drug interaction warnings. In over 40 years of research, he feels that the Achilles heel of modern medicine is the drug interactions. So the invention of computers, he says, can help track drug interactions, but sadly, drug alerts are overridden by doctors and pharmacists who consider them unimportant. So at the top of Ellison's list for these risk factors are ACE inhibitor drugs and antitensin receptor blockers, which are often prescribed for heart or renal failure conditions. So kidney failure. And it appears that anyone that's diagnosed with congestive heart failure or renal failure, he says, runs the risk of dying from their medicine. Wow. A scary thought. Scary. Okay, so there are some deadly combos. Many people are under the impression that since they're on a drug combinations, well, you should avoid them like the plague, I think. But an example is prescriptions that are prescribed, and then you're consuming alcohol. People don't think about those things. So if doctors don't warn against drinking alcohol while you're on a medicine, then is it safe? Well, you should check it out. In majority of the cases, is that's the wrong assumption. So you would think not to drink and take a street drug, right? Same thing, according to the experts. You want to exercise avoidance of alcohols mixing with prescription medicines. The age group that should take particular notice is anyone over 50 years of age, because this age group is the number one age group that's prescribed drugs that tend, according to Ellison, to weaken the body on a cellular level. So your cardio drugs, for one thing. So people over 50 take an average of 5 or more medicines. And so these are the antidepressants. Don't use alcohol. The opiates for painkillers, don't use it with alcohol. The stimulants like Ritalin, don't use it with alcohol. Blood thinners, no, alcohol. Blood pressure drugs and potassium supplements. If you're using a blood pressure medication like Zestril or Prinivil with potassium foods or supplements, it will produce heart arrhythmia and death. So, hello. So you can't even take your blood pressure medicine and eat a banana, apparently. So avoid any drug with food or supplement warnings. A lot of drugs lower your potassium, but then you don't want to use herbs like licorice or some herbal teas with certain sweeteners, because that can be a bad combo. Also, statin drugs and niacin, cholesterol drugs, these statin drugs, very popular, but you don't want to mix them with a vitamin like niacin, especially a synthetic one. It can lower cholesterol further and cause muscle pain and damage. Also can mess with your kidneys, can create a real problem there. Also, antibiotics and blood pressure meds, very dangerous combo, according to the research. So you can overload your system, and you can have heart arrhythmias and even sudden death with certain prescription drugs like antibiotics and blood pressure meds. So that was according to the Archives of Internal Medicine. So you definitely want to do your homework on all medicines that are recommended to you. And you're going to have to do the homework. You can't rely on your doctor and pharmacist to know all that. Get you a physician's desk reference, or the library has one. You can kind of bebop down there and check it out and see what your risk factors are. Because the printout you get with your drug from the pharmacist is just, you know, probably the top few, but your PDR will list all of the reactions that they know of. So if you're looking for some, you know, cardio strengtheners, go to thepowerherbs.com and click on their cardio section, because drugs weaken cardio. They create a crutch for the system. Then, you know, weakness creates failure, and that's what happens. Shane Ellison book spells it out. It was a great book. If you don't have over-the-counter natural cures, get his book. Excellent book. Shane did a good job there. And chemist, he spells it out in plain language so you can understand what's going on chemistry-wise. It's great stuff. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Call, get a catalog. The new edition is in. And I'm open to feedback on that if you want to tell me what you think of the catalog. We're trying to make things better for you, easier to understand. And if you have any questions, give me a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're on there. They're free. No subscription. You'll get information each week to empower you. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.